This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, my friends, we are halfway home on a Wednesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Sounds a little differently than it usually does. I'm broadcasting live from my parents' house in Lyndale, Texas. Way, way far away. Very, very warm. Very warm today, and usually is in August. I'm Woodsy. Paul Reindel's the executive producer, and Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. So, gentlemen, I don't know. I'm
stunned by this revelation that you kept a diary. What age...
I was forced to keep this diary. It's a travel journal. My family did a big trip. This is April, Ben, of 1989. I would be 14 years old.
So you didn't an all-time diary like the...
No.
I talked to Tiffany in school today. I'm really hoping that she goes to the prom with me sort of diary.
No, you didn't
do that. Okay. That's what I was picturing.
But my mom and dad got this brilliant idea of going on our first big family trip, like a big one, right? We were going over to London in spring of 89. And my dad said, I want you and your brother to keep a journal. And I said, I don't want to keep a journal. He said, I need you to keep a journal. So I said, okay, I'll keep a journal. So I did. You got a few entries in here, and I found it this morning. I'm like, why do you guys have this? But I'm kind of glad that they did. And I thought you guys might get a kick out of this. Are you ready for some of this?
I can't wait.
All right, are you ready? Here we go. When we got on the plane, we had to sit apart from each other. It was a 6.5-hour flight, very long, that we lived on the East Coast at that time. We saw Working Girl. It was okay. When we got here to London, we got to our hotel. It's awesome, but it doesn't have a pool or an exercise room. Noted exerciser, Stephen Woods. Geez, there's some weird people here. There's a lot of punks. We ate lunch at Wimpy's and went to Buckingham Palace. And saw two red guards. We also saw the Hard Rock Cafe. It was packed. We went to a Broadway play. Starlight Express was what it was called, and it was awesome. Everyone was on roller skates. We ate at the Spaghetti House. It wasn't so bad. I mean, this is really brilliant. These are really brilliant musings from a 14-year-old
man. I smell a Pulitzer in your future.
hold on. You went and saw Starlight Express,
apparently,
in the London Theater District. I mean,
correct.
The original probably production way back when. That's impressive.
Well, Elisa makes the point, too. Remember when everyone had to watch the same movie on the plane?
Oh.
That's exactly right.
Oh, man. Torture.
We watched
Working Girl. Melanie Griffith, right? Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, it was
Harrison
okay.
Harrison Ford, yeah.
Was my review. Then I said, this is fantastic. I got my money, $3, changed to pounds and pences. $3 American, 1.64 pounds. I had $3 on me at 14 years old, which is incredible. Next day is a very short entry. Then there was, today was the best day by far. This is 4/17/89. First, we went to Buckingham Palace. We really went to Buckingham Palace a lot. And we saw the changing of the guards. After this, we went to the Hard Rock Cafe. It was awesome. It had Robbie Krieger's guitar from The Doors, Jimi Hendrix's guitar, Les Paul Custom, and my favorite, a Doors autographed picture. We had a burger and fries, and I got a few pins at the Hard Rock. We went to the merch store, and me and Brent, my brother, got a t-shirt. After this, we went to Harrods, but I got lost in it.
Then Harrods came the is the boring... big department store in London.
Yeah, then came the boring part. We had to go to the Victoria Allen Museum. It was so stupid. Then on to the Museum of Natural History.
What a wordsmith.
Which was okay. My favorite part, we ended the day with dinner at Pizza Hut, by the way. In London. Pizza Hut.
Oh, man.
So you're out of the country to experience
yes.
someone else's culture, and your yes. meals are at Hard Rock Cafe and Pizza Hut. Could you be an uglier American?
Don't forget Wimpy's, whatever that is. Pizza Hut in London is crazy, as Kalos says. It's crazy. My dad is probably in there cringing right now. Well, you little jerks didn't want to eat anything else.
Well, I do. When you're traveling with kids, and anything that is familiar with them is probably what you're probably searching for at that point,
yes,
just to keep your kids
yes.
happy. So I understand that.
Pizza.
Also, London has become known as one of the great food cities in the world. But back in the 80s, I think the
right.
reputation had been well earned, that British food just wasn't very good.
That's true.
And you weren't a foodie traveling to England to get the best meal of your life. You were there for the sightseeing and the history, for sure. So I'm going to give you a pass, a little bit of a pass. You love the Hard Rock Cafe, though. I mean, you had more to say about the Hard Rock Cafe than pretty much the rest of your trip combined.
I thought it was, and I found about a million pictures of me posing in front of pictures there, you know, guitars, all the things that I mentioned. I've always been a music head back then is where it kind of started. And just to look back at those pics, man, memory lane for sure. And I found this thing. I mean, it is jagged, like the wires coming out of it. There's all total five entries in it total. I mean, it's just more of the same. I can't believe I finished with a degree in English writing like that. You know, we went to this. It was okay. Then we went to here, and it was boring. Like, that was a 14-year-old kid who, you know, 7-8 years later, Ben, would have a degree in English. It's pretty nuts, the individual growth. But reading back there, man, it is just insane. No, Jay, I did not find any of my old penthouses. I think my dad has kept those for himself. He's got them hidden somewhere in the house. But didn't find any of that. But, man, I got some
dig around and see if you can find those. I mean, those are probably worth some money now.
Probably. But it's some good memory lane type stuff, being at home, looking through all the photo albums, man. It is pretty nuts. But yeah, I carried with me a whopping $3 over there, and then ended up with 1.64 pounds. Yeah,
probably went a long way back then, though.
Probably did. But it was really something. And I love to list everywhere we ate. Wimpy's, Pastrifica. We had dinner there one night. I don't know what
like
that
pasta
is.
Terrifica, like
yeah, something like that. Something like that, but
there hasn't been a single like English, like no fish and chips or anything.
We did not assimilate even a little bit at all when we went over there.
But I wonder if that happens when other people travel to America on vacation from other countries, like a family from China comes to America, but all they go and find is Chinese food, so they can eat similarly to back at home. Although I imagine our Chinese food is nothing like theirs, so.
It's all, you know, when I travel too, and I just went to England, and I got to say, the food hasn't, didn't improve very much. At least the breakfast was maybe the worst I've ever had in my life. The runniest eggs you could ever imagine. The worst yogurt that you could ever have. I just ate steak. I ate steak for every single meal when I was over there, and they did a nice steak, so I can't really complain.
And then you were done once you got home. There was no more journaling or diaries.
That was it.
The last
diarying and journal I ever did in my entire life. And I remember my dad like handing me the journal with a pen in it and was like, you're doing this. And I'm like, for what? What's the purpose of this? And who knew, you know, 1989 to 2025, Bennett would come in handy and, you know, kill 9 minutes on a radio show. But, it is weird. I had better handwriting back then than I do now. But it was really something. I got little stuff stapled in here. I have stapled in here. I was in seat 50F, which was, by the way, the smoking section. And that is a true story. I will hold it up to the thing. I sat in 50F, and it was the smoking section on the plane to England.
Can you even imagine getting on a plane today and a guy two rows in front of you lighting up a cigarette?
Heater. Just heating it.
And it wasn't so much. I mean, it happened, and sometimes you had to sit in the smoking section because that was the only seat left on the flight that you could purchase. The worst, though, was when you pick the non-smoking section. Like, you're in row 23, but the smoking section starts in row 24. So
you're still screwed.
It's not like you're in the non-smoking section. The smoke doesn't stay in the smoking section of the plane.
Just imagine in the year 2025 getting on a plane, walking down, sitting down in your seat, and all you're walking like to put your bags up and find your spot, and a guy just rips a Pall Mall out of his pocket and just... and fills that claustrophobic tube with cigarette smoke, you know, and it's incredible. I don't remember those days. I flew a little bit back then. I don't remember, Ben. I just remember everything smelled like cigarettes back then. The 80s just smelled like cigarettes.
Was it Philadelphia where we were smoking in bars?
Yeah,
there were a couple bars like, where people
that
could smoke in bars.
Wild in and of itself. I can't even wrap my head around being on an airplane seeing that.
It was pretty wild, but it's crazy, man. You know, the going down memory lane here, being around all these old pictures, and there's some pictures of me in college that are unbelievable. There's some pictures of me when I was a kid identical bow. I sent it to Hannah this morning. She goes, "Oh my God, that facial expression!" I go, "It's crazy. It's crazy, crazy."
So
I'm enjoying it, man.
Do you bring that stuff back with you? Do you leave it with them? Do you ever want it for yourself?
No, I don't. I'm going to put the diary back where I found it. I was just poking around this morning and found it. I had no idea it still existed, so I thought, it would be interesting. Geez, there's a lot of weird people here. There's a lot of punks. That was back in the day. Those, you know, all the Mohawks and the dudes would walk around with safety pins all in them. And, you know, I thought it was pretty cool to see. It was very much like European Vacation. If you've seen that movie, it was pretty crazy. My first international trip at 14.
All right, we didn't get to play yesterday, so glad we can play a game of Take on Woods coming up next. If you want to get online, be our contestant during the break, you can call in at 833-288-0973. Chance to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas, where they still do some smoking there as well, if I'm not mistaken. 833-288-0973. Our musical trivia challenge is coming up. Plus, some good news for your San Diego Padres that we haven't gotten to, but I want to bring that up when we come back after a check of traffic. Don't go away. Ben and Woods continuing on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, talking about Prize Picks, daily fantasy for everybody. I got into Prize Picks about a year ago. I wasn't sure if I'd be a daily fantasy guy, but I've had a lot of fun setting lineups. You can do it however you want. As they say with Prize Picks, run your game. But millions of users, can't be wrong. Made me feel comfortable. Big community, billions of dollars of awarded winnings. I was a little like trepidatious at the start. All right, so I'm going to send them some money. Am I going to be able to get my money back if I win? No problem at all. You can actually use MasterCard now. They've got Apple Pay. They got Venmo. When I request my winnings, I get it, you know, pretty much within 15 minutes or so. It's very fast, very easy, and very convenient. And all you're doing is playing against the numbers, stat projections, picking more or less on lineups between 2 and 6 players. So you set your lineup, you watch your games, you see if you win or lose. Right now, you got baseball, pennant races, and you can watch every single night your favorite team cashing in with the San Diego Padres, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Prize Picks. And then with football, we've got plenty of preseason games, but college is starting every single weekend. You're setting a bunch of lineups with your favorite players, including some new projections this week. Look for those discounted projection squares where you can win even more. Coming up with college football starting, you'll have an opportunity with just like one half of one passing yard to win with discounted projections. Look for Avery Johnson. Look for Dak Prescott with the max discount projections this week. All at Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Don't forget, you can tune into the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt. Right here, this Friday at 9 a.m. on Ben & Woods. The Manager's Report is refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. And I thought unquestionably good news, Woods, that Michael King is already throwing bullpens after going on the injured list with the inflammation in his knee. Certainly, I was worried that it was going to potentially stretch beyond the 15 days. But according to Mike Schilt and all the reports so far, Michael King should be eligible and ready to return after his 15 days are up, which would be on the series against the Seattle Mariners next week up in Seattle. So that, at the very least, is pretty good news for the Padres, because we've said all year long, for the Padres to really do some damage and go where we want them to go, it's going to require Michael King pitching ace-like baseball in the postseason.
Yeah, and it was a good point I think Mudd made on the broadcast, and I did see people upset because Michael King said, "Yeah, it kind of acted up in my side session, and it was inflamed." He said, "But I probably could have gone." And Mudd was talking about, you know, how Michael King is that he throws crossfire. And it was his left leg. So when it would land, he throws such crossfire across his body. If his left knee is weak or inflamed, I think it would make him a lot more ineffective. So I love that they, you know, hopefully got in there and handled everything now and got the swelling down, and he's ready to go. So I'm ready to see him back, and I'm ready to see him for the stretch run, man. That's when we need him.
I just know that we're all feeling a little uneasy about Dylan Cease, even you, Darvish, at this point.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If the Padres can just picture if the Padres can get 5 good innings from Michael King and Nick Pivetta, you know, every fifth day in the postseason with the bullpen that they have. If they can go 5 innings, 1 run, or 5 innings, 2 runs, Padres are going to be very hard to beat in the playoffs if those guys are both on and performing well with the bullpen that they've got. That means, hey, in a seven-game series, if you could throw both of those guys twice, you wouldn't even need anyone else necessarily to win a game. And even if they do lose one, let's say you lose a 2-1 game with one of those guys pitching, well, you still can find a way to win one of the other three games. You have a good game offensively, whatever. There's definitely a path to postseason success with Michael King and Nick Pivetta throwing the way that they are capable of in the postseason. But without Michael King, I just feel like the path is a lot narrower for the Sandy. You need a lot more to go right. You need more offensive players to get hot. And we can talk about it, as we go forward. But to me, the easiest path to postseason success involves Michael King pitching like an ace in October.
No question.
Yeah.
No question about it. I mean, it's an absolute no-brainer. Got to have him back.
All right, we'll get into the talk about the baseball rights issues that was reported by Yahoo yesterday coming up at the bottom of the hour. Right now, though, we got John on the line. It is time to play a game of Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. And John was stunned that Paulie had time to actually screen his call during the break. Oftentimes when you call into our program, we just put you straight on hold.
There's a good chance of that.
We don't have a call screener, and Paulie's doing generously seven things at once during the course of a program, not just pushing the buttons and playing the commercials, but editing sound and putting up podcasts for later. He does so much work, so we don't always have a chance to screen the call. So if you're on hold, remember, just stay there. We hopefully can get to you. But we got John today. John, how are you?
It always makes my day when I get to talk to Paulie for a short amount of time.
I know. So I could tell you were so excited. All right, here are your categories for Take on Woods. And if you can beat or tie Woods, of course, you'll qualify for our grand prize. Trip to Las Vegas, two nights at Resorts World, two VIP passes to their day club, AU Day Club, and a $175 food and beverage credit. Special summer rates available now at rwlasvegas.com. All right, we still have My Way or the Highway. Five answers. A highway is the key on all of those. New bands. Those are bands whose names begin with new, not necessarily new bands like recent. And then always and forever, the word always in all five answers. So My Way or the Highway, new bands or always and forever. John, what would you like to play?
I'm going to go with My Way or the Highway.
My Way or the Highway. All right, we're hitting the road with five musical answers taken straight from the highway. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many as you can. You can pass. If you don't know one, we'll come back to it. First question's the two-second song. Paulie will play some music. You need to give me the title and the artist. And remember, highway is the key to all these answers. John, are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Again, the category is My Way.
Come on, John.
Or the highway. John, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
Correct. Which 1991 song by Canadian artist Tom Cochrane was covered by Rascal Flatts for the Pixar movie Cars?
Life is a Highway.
Correct. Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and Kris Kristofferson combined to form which country music supergroup in the mid-1980s?
The Highwaymen.
Correct. California State Route 1 north of Los Angeles was the inspiration for which easy listening 1972 hit by the band America?
Route 66.
Incorrect. Kenny Loggins takes us on the highway to where in his signature hit from the movie Top Gun?
Pass.
That's the only one we've got left. Kenny Loggins takes us on the highway to where in his signature hit from the movie Top Gun?
I can think of the lyrics, man. I just can't.
Got a couple more seconds. Maybe they'll come to you.
Quickly,
sing it in your head.
Highway to the Danger Zone?
You got it. That's four.
Highway to the Danger Zone?
That is absolutely the lyrics, and that's where they were taken. I give them that answer full credit. So that's four. The only one you missed, Ventura Highway by America. Will that be the difference in the game, though? Text Woods. Get him back on the line, and we'll see how he does with the same five questions, same 60 seconds. All right.
You got us?
You got me?
John's score is locked in, Woods.
Okay.
No category for Woodsy. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on John.
Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
Correct. Which 1991 song by Canadian artist Tom Cochran was covered by Rascal Flatts for the
Life is a Highway.
Correct. Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and Chris Christopherson.
The Highwaymen.
Correct. California State Route 1, north of Los Angeles, was the inspiration for which easy listening 1972 hit by the band America?
Pass.
Kenny Loggins takes us on the highway to where in his signature...
Danger Zone.
Correct. California State Route 1, north of Los Angeles, was the inspiration for which easy listening 1972 hit by the band America.
I'm trying to remember another America song other than Horse with No Name. I'll just guess Pacific Highway.
Oh, it's not a bad guess,
close.
But it's Ventura Highway. Which means we got a tie, 4-4. And John,
nice.
You are qualified for the trip to Las Vegas in the category... My Way or the Highway today on Take on Woods.
Oh, I love it, man. Nice. He played a really nice game there. That's nice.
He did. He got Danger Zone at the very last second. He could not think of the Kenny Loggins song, but then I think he sung it in his head and was able to piece it out at the very last. He missed Ventura Highway as well, which is probably one I listen to more because it's a yacht rock classic, but
yes.
Most people probably don't hear that one very often.
Excellent. Excellent.
Right.
Excellent.
Let's come back. In the next couple of days, I believe, a brand new streaming service is going to get started. It's expensive.
Oh, I have no idea what is happening here.
And I think we're all going to end up having to pay for it, ultimately, in the end. That is coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods and I are going to tell you about something that we put off for far too long. You've probably done so as well. Hey, if you've got a family, you're in your 30s or your 40s or even your 50s, and you have not set up a will or a trust, you need to do it today. And we've got a great way for you to do it, all online, all conveniently at trustandwill.com.
Yeah, I mean, I was damn near 50 when I did mine, Ben. And it means, you know, it's not too late, but it's not something you want to let drag on and on. It is something that you need to do. It's a very smart business decision for you and your family. Go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out, F-A-N. Going to give you 20% off and free shipping of your estate documents.
If you have assets like a house, like a 401k, anything that you want to leave to your family, if you don't set up a trust, they could end up in probate court. Lengthy legal process where the state decides on all those things. Your family could end up bickering, squabbling in court. It's the last thing you want to think about. You know, you just can take care of that now by going to trustandwill.com. Again, get those legal documents in order. No lawyer's office necessary. It's affordable. And again, get 20% off by using the code FAN at checkout at trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Tell you what, Woods, Colonel Budget did not want to have to pay for another streaming service here. And I feel like it's going to be inevitable that I'm going to have to add ESPN's new streaming service at some point to the litany of other, you know, streamers that I'm already paying for.
You know, I asked my dad last night if he had seen the Billy Joel documentary that's out. Really, really good. I don't think we've talked about it yet. It's on HBO. And he goes, oh, what's it on? I said, HBO. And he kind of sheepishly shook his head. And I go, you're telling me in the year 2025 you still don't have HBO? He goes, no. My whole life. He's waiting for that HBO free weekend to come back so he could tape all the White Lotuses and everything. I don't think it's happening anymore. I don't think you can do that anymore. I don't know what he's going to do with the advent of this new app. Probably try to get my login from me is my guess, which maybe, you know, maybe there will be a station account, Ben. But this one sounds like it's one of those that, especially for what we do, we don't have any choice.
So we've known for a while that ESPN was going to put together its own streamer. I think the reporting is it's going to be like up to $30 a month, $29.99. Is that the pricing that we've heard of?
Can we even start? Let's back it up even further. Because ESPN Plus has not even been around that long. And you had to subscribe. What'd you say?
It's maybe the worst app on the planet.
It's not great. You had to subscribe like within the last few years if you wanted to read specific articles. And then, of course, you were able to get like ESPN3 and stream a bunch of college games or professional games, whatever it was that they had on there at the time. So, like, what is this just a new name and a revamped app? Is it completely different from what ESPN Plus currently is? It's going to allow you to watch like SEC Network or something regardless of where you're at? No blackouts?
So that's the big question here, because we already saw the reports, the huge merger, ESPN, NFL Network, buying NFL Network essentially and giving up 10% of ESPN to the NFL. So they're in bed together. And I thought, I can probably live without the NFL Network. I don't watch it that much anyway, you know. But the new report that, and this is from The Athletic, a weekday package could keep ESPN in the baseball business. Well, the network is also interested in MLB.TV, the league's crown jewel that offers out-of-market games for all its teams. ESPN chairman Jimmy Pitaro has repeatedly stated his interest in local games as the network launches its new direct-to-consumer product next week. Remember, we had Eric Grubner on last Friday, and he hinted at something big. Admitted, there's no local entity. There's no local, you know, operation like there used to be with Sinclair, with the Fox Sports, whatever, that was going to buy Padres rights. No bidders out there locally. Was he hinting that ESPN is looking to take over the local broadcast rights of teams like the San Diego Padres that are currently being produced by MLB and under the Padres.TV logo? Is that going to be something that we now get in the future on this ESPN streaming app? And I think to me, the answer seems like, I mean, I'm putting the two and two together here, and I think that is exactly where this is heading in the future. Whether it's going to be announced now or in the next offseason, I don't know. But to me, it feels as though ESPN is looking to get into this game of locally produced baseball games, and the Padres might be one of the first canaries in the coal mine to see how it works with ESPN producing local baseball content for specific markets.
And what are your thoughts on it? I mean, do you think it could be a massive benefit? Because that's really all I care about. Wherever it will benefit, you know, our team, a TV deal, whatever, getting more revenue for them. Because again, we talk all the time about who it's such a quid pro quo, right? It is a you do for me and I'll do for you. And the fans certainly show up at Petco Park. The fans certainly are rabid about this team. And the team has put a winner on the field as promised. So what is the biggest benefit for the San Diego Padres if something like this happens?
Well, I think especially for people like you and me, you know, older people who still pay for cable, we may actually finally be able to get away from it. Because, what did you say? I mean, you know, it can be $200 a month or more for the cable bill.
Woods would kill for $200
and
a month.
Mostly it's, and mostly it's because you want sports, you know, at your fingertips. You can switch from MLB Network to, you know, whatever you're watching. It's, you know where to find all the channels. But how much of TNT otherwise do you watch? How much of the other channels do you really watch anymore? You're mostly streaming your entertainment shows, right?
Yeah,
mostly streaming entertainment.
Occasionally you stop at Shawshank Redemption on when it's playing, but you don't really need that.
You don't know how to log into Tubi or whatever, watch it there.
But for me, it's always been the sports. If I can get my Padres plus, you know, Red Zone and NFL and all my ESPN, you know, programming, and it's $30 a month, that could be where I find, okay, well, then I can give up everything else because I can get what I really need now from this streamer. And while it seems like it's really expensive, it actually may end up being a deal because I'm not really giving up much by giving up the rest of my cable. And I finally got a way to find it.
Like, initially, it'll be a deal,
for now.
You know, and then all of a sudden, it's going to jump up 300%. I remember when YouTube TV came out, it was a steal. It was like $13 a month, and then all of a sudden the next month they're like, hey, by the way, this turns out a lot of people like this, so now it's $70 a month. If this was, like, let's play it out and say this is the direction that the Padres broadcasts go, and it's through ESPN's new app, I just want it to be where, regardless of whether I'm across the street from Petco Park or on the East Coast or in another country, I want to be able to watch on my phone, no blackouts. I don't want, you have to be on your home Wi-Fi or anything like that.
Yeah.
Make
that's
easy.
The worst.
Make it easier.
Yeah, the home Wi-Fi bit is just the worst. I mean, it's the absolute worst. So, yeah, make it easy. I'll pay. You know, I'll pay for easy. I'll pay for access, and I will pay for easy. No problem. And again, you know, if you can get, like you said, Benny, I'm racking my brain over here thinking about what I actually use my actual TV for. And for me personally, I know my kids have stuff on there that they really enjoy watching on, but it's, you know, a lot of it's Netflix and things like that. Like, I think we could finally, with an app like that, finally end up, getting rid of that $350 a month charge.
So Karen in the chat asks a really good question here. How can you watch yourself, Ben, on ABC if you don't have cable? And that is, I think, what is going to end up being the real decisive factor. Now, according to what I've read, the ESPN is going to include all the ABC sports programming. But is there going to be a way where you can still get your local channels? You can still get it with a digital converter, like over the airwaves, but I'll admit that that can be a little hit or miss signal-wise. Depends on where your TV is and where your antenna is. And does anyone really want to have an antenna anymore? You can get those for free, local channels. But if there is a streamer that can affordably get you the local channels, and there may already be one, I don't exactly know what Tubi is, and there's Roku TV as well that you could affordably get your local channels on, I think there is probably a path forward. And now that ESPN seems like they're all in, NFL, they've already, you know, trying to get baseball now, they've already had NBA, now, you know, they have golf streaming. I mean, everything that I watch could end up on ESPN now within the next couple of years. Like, pretty much every sport I watch is almost going to be there. What am I going to be missing? Like, NASCAR? I don't know. I could probably, I'm not too worried about losing that. So.
And there was more to the reporting that came out yesterday that, Apple TV's backing out, allegedly, of this new baseball deal.
I think that sucks, man. I think that's a step back for baseball because I thought Apple TV, the broadcast, some of the commentators were a little bit whatever, but you could always switch over. Well, I say always, sometimes switch over to Jesse and Tony calling the TV game, which was, I loved it. It synced the broadcast, with the radio broadcast. I thought that was a cool feature. Obviously it came in crystal clear. It was spectacular. But you know, I think Apple backing out of baseball, if this rumor is true, I think that's bad for the game of baseball. I really do. And I think, you know, not to be a jerk here, but ESPN sucks at baseball. They just do. It has not been an Sunday Night Baseball has not been enjoyable since John Miller and Joe Morgan, in my opinion. I know I sound 100 years old at this point, but I don't see too many people that disagree with me. Those guys were at least educated. They were into the game. These days, it's a really tough watch. You know, I know that they're not going to be calling every game and things like that, but ESPN and baseball just hasn't seemed to have the same fervor for one another as they used to.
I know what you're saying, but if it's still like Don and Mudd, and they're just doing the games produced by ESPN, ESPN knows how to produce games. You may not like all their broadcasters.
Yeah, they can produce games. That's true.
So that, to me, I'm not too worried about the announcing content.
Does that mean that we're going to have 300 in-game interviews every single game because we'll be ESPN produced? We're going to go down on the field live in the middle of the third inning to Xander Bogaerts.
Stan's already doing it sometimes. He's doing dugout interviews. They had a Ryan O'Hearn pregame on the field interview yesterday.
That.
They're doing more of them already.
Great.
So,
listen, that's pregame. We're not, you know, in the middle of a game talking to Francisco Lindor and his wife about date night. I don't need it. I just don't need it. I just want to watch the game. Where do you like to go? Oh, he likes to go to dinner. Hey, where do you like to go, babe? Oh, I like to go to the movies. Like, fantastic. Let's get back to the action at hand. You know, I know that it's an entertainment product, but sometimes the game needs to stand alone. And I think ESPN, that's one of their, to their debt, that's one of their big mistakes that they've made in baseball.
Now, even
Apple
more,
TV was good, man. It was good quality.
I was hoping, I was really like, I didn't know how likely it would be, but like, if a streaming service like Prime or Netflix or, of course, Apple TV was like, you know what? We will buy the rights to the San Diego Padres and maybe, you know, a couple of those other teams that don't really have television homes right now. And every game, like, kind of like how San Diego FC is, you can pay the $17 a month for Apple TV, but at the beginning of the season, you got to pay the $90 or whatever it was for the season pass. And if they did that with the Padres, where every game was going to be produced and on available on Apple TV Plus for, you know, call it the monthly charge plus $200 or $150 for the season or whatever, I would have jumped all over that if you could give me Don and Mudd with the Apple TV presentation. But they were also saying that Peacock and NBC now wants to get involved with like weekend coverage of Major League Baseball. So would the Padres, if MLB TV went to ESPN, would they be on ESPN's app for 5 days of the week and then you have to watch them on Peacock on Saturdays and Sundays?
I mean, if they were the game of the week, maybe on Peacock, but probably not every single weekend. I would think it would only be certain games like it is now. There will always be the certain one-off games that are on some other channel.
The one thing I will say, and you know, this is how I consume things. I am a Padres fan. So what is the best avenue to help get more money for them, right? More money for a TV deal. Like whatever, you get the best deal, Eric Krutner, that you can get, and you got my support. And I know that there's tons of Padres fans that feel, you know, Padres fans that feel the exact same way. Like, get a good deal and we will absolutely support. I think they've shown you that they'll support even without an elite TV deal at this point.
So I heard the opposite. I want to talk about it from a national media member about the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm going to bring that up. But we got to check traffic quickly, so don't go away. Ben and Woods, Kelly here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, Woods, fix your camera if you want people to see anything above, below your forehead. I want to say you make a good point about, hey, if this is the way the Padres are going to be able to finance a good team on the field, then I will support it if it means, you know, signing up for this ESPN streaming service. And, you know, putting the dots together with what Eric Krutner said and what the reporting is this week about ESPN getting into local baseball, I think just makes too much sense. But I heard a national commentator this week talking about Monday's game. Pirates-Blue Jays in Pittsburgh, PNC Park. Paul Skeens on the mound against a good team. And he said, hey, Pirates fans have been complaining that Bob Nutting, their owner, won't put money into the franchise, and he's just going to let Paul Skeens go. And that's absolutely fair criticism. Bob Nutting is pretty much considered, along with Dick Monfort, the owner of the Rockies, you know, one of the cheaper, not good owners in baseball. But the the point was that only 17,000 people showed up for that game. And if you want the Pirates to go out and spend money on Paul Skeens and sign him to a, you know, $300-400 million long-term contract to be a Pirate for the next 10, 15 years, show your owner that you're willing to show up to at least see him. And, you know, don't show up the other 4 days of the week, but when Paul Skeens is pitching at home and he's going, hey, it's only drawing 17,000. I know it's Monday, but this is Paul Skeens. Why would I go out and spend money if it doesn't look like it's going to change any interest at the gate for me as an owner? What do you think about that?
Well, buddy, well, the way that I it's a vicious circle, because Bob Nutting has done nothing to earn their trust that they'll say, all right, fine, we'll come watch Paul Skeens pitch. Because he has proven time and time again he won't spend money. And if you're only filling the stadium one every 5 days just for Paul Skeens, it's this vicious circle. Bob Nutting is like, no, we need you to show up. And they're like, yeah, but even if we show up, will you still spend the money? And he's just proven over the years that he won't. So I can see and smell the distrust from Pittsburgh, and I fully support it. I think they have every right to be distrustful of that guy.
That's fine, but then maybe will it ever change then? Or is that, are the Pirates just doomed
as long as he's the owner? When ownership changes, or when Bob Nutting says, okay, watch this. Here's Paul Skeens. I'm signing him. I mean, they did Ke'Bryan Hayes to a long-term deal. They traded him. I know he's not great, but they signed him to a long-term deal, and they traded him to a division rival.
I mean, the Padres are the model. They spent, and the fans came. You know,
yep.
I'm surprised that more teams aren't trying it, because it's worked out pretty well for the Padres. All right, you say it was a failure yesterday, but I wasn't here. Let's bring back Ben's box again and see if we can do it a little bit better this time around. Coming up next on The Fan.
Oh, boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.